Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is just as shitty as the last one that I deleted.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'll leave it. And welcome to the Blade Runner Minute, our daily... No, it's not daily. It's twice a daily, one short of tertiary a week. How do numbers go?
One, two, three.
Whatever. We talk about Blade Runner. We talk about it. We take, like, the first 60 seconds of it, and we talk about just those 60 seconds. And that's a show, that's an episode, and then we do it again, and again, and again, and again, 60 seconds at a time, until the movie's done. And then when the credits roll, we'll probably do one episode for the credits, and answer questions, and comments. Even if somebody doesn't like us, we'll answer. You want to do that too, like the two-star review?
Yeah, I don't care, I'll talk about anything.
I'm Chubbs, and this is Sandra.
Hi.
You're a woman. Don't speak. Okay. Just go cook for me. Ow! 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 Jesus.
Well, the last minute you told him I beat you, so I had to hit you.
Minute 54 is the minute that we're talking about today, Sandra. Mm-hmm. My beautiful, talented, lovely wife. And minute 54 starts with Deckard asking Zora how the snake pit treats her.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends with Deckard looking through Zora's wardrobe. I have a tremendously clever title for this episode.
Okay, what is it?
It's called The Blade Runner, The Replicant, and The Wardrobe. I love it. I'm very excited about it. This will be the episode. This is going to be the one to get us sponsorship. By the CL.
Who do you hope to sponsor us?
Was it CL Lewis?
CS?
Carol Lewis? By the CS Lewis...
No, that's not going to happen.
Household.
In reality, who did you want to sponsor us? The Little Book of Calm.
Paul Wilson, who wrote The Little Book of Calm. I wanted him to do The Little Book of Podcasts and mention us in it.
So what, each page is a different podcast?
Every page is a podcast and something calming about it. So Star Wars Minute. You know, page one, the Star Wars Minute podcast. They're really, really super knowledgeable. That's calming. That's true. They are. And the next
I think
one
you
is...
should get together with the Minute Makers and write this little book. And we can publish it.
Wait,
completely.
And the next, hold on. So the next page is the Rocketeer. Like they're flight enthusiasts, and I think one of them works for NASA. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Ah, that is calming to know that it's in such good hands.
Mm.
Star Wars is being done by Star Wars nerds. Rocketeer is being done by aviator nerds.
Would these be organized alphabetically?
No. So the Blade Runner Minute, right? Jesus Christ.
They eat
no
a lot
idea
of food.
What they're doing. They eat in the microphone. They're disgusting.
But that's not
classless.
Calming, so you have to think of something calming.
That's, you know. Oh, thank God. The book got that right. That's what they are. That's calming to me. See, the truth is calming.
They're so shitty at
they're
this.
Total shite. So that's who's sponsoring us. Go ahead, you take it. I
don't even know what happened
I'm
just
done.
Now.
I'm done, man.
Are we good?
Has anybody made any lewd, unsavory, or otherwise repulsive to your person? Has anybody asked you to do anything that was lewd, unsavory, or otherwise repulsive to your person?
And she's like...
Considering what she does, what a question, bro.
But she looks at him and she like laughs him off because she's
question.
Like, seriously, were you not upstairs? Like,
she says, are you for real? Right? Or did she say that?
Yeah, she's like, he is very twitchy. He's looking around part of it. Are you seriously drinking from the microscopic Coke glass?
I have a little tiny Coke glass. It's like half a cup or it's like one cup probably. It's like 8 ounces, right?
It's probably exactly what you're actually supposed to drink. But it's so You said you weren't going to do that anymore. You wouldn't let me eat my sour punch.
Let me be the asshole of the show. Don't, all right? I want people to know.
That I have to suffer through you?
I'm the albatross.
He's looking around. He looks so much like a pervert during
what
this.
Is he doing with his acting right now?
He's trying...
Not Harrison Ford. Rick Deckard.
Right.
What is he trying to act? She doesn't know him. It's like when Joey puts on the fake voice on the phone to the person that doesn't know him. You don't need to put on a fake voice. She doesn't know you.
She totally knows who this is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So he th- does he or then it's even worse. Yeah. Does he think that that voice is going to throw her off the trail?
Yeah.
Wow.
He doesn't realize that Roy has probably said, "Hey, just so you know, Leon done messed up, and there's a Blade Runner coming around.
Mm.
Just so you know, he was up in Leon's room looking for his precious photos."
Yeah, because that's what led him.
Right, so he there's somebody, just so you know, be on the lookout for any strange people. And she lost some strange people. My life is surrounded by strange people. I could totally just see that scene in my head. Everybody's strange.
I do want the David Mamet replicants spinoff. Or almost a prequel. Like a Blade Runner 0.5, where it's just Zora Priss, Roy, and Leon hanging out in that hotel room. Just talking. Just shooting the breeze, reading the paper.
I would prefer to see how they got cards. To the planet.
No, well, that's an action movie. I'm talking about like just them the sitting around room. Talking about life, talking about existence, talking about what they want to do. One day I think I'm going to go and kill Chew the Eye Maker. Ah, you're dreaming. You're never going to kill Chew the Eye Maker. And Zora's wrapping up her snake in the briefcase. So I gotta go to work. You guys have fun pontificating while I make all the money. Because I'm reading the 82 Marvel Comics adaptation.
Yeah.
I just got them. Legally.
Mm-hmm.
And Deckard calls Zora their meal ticket.
Yes.
I never thought of her that way.
See, and it's interesting because you would have thought it would have been Priss, right?
No, I didn't think of them as organized at all, to be honest. I thought they were in that hotel room for like a half a day before they had to leave.
I thought they were completely organized. They were able to get down to this planet. Leon got a job at
factory now, that they needed. As the movie starts. Since the movie started, they don't seem like we talked about it earlier. We talked about it a while ago, actually, how Zora seemed like she wasn't even on board with these guys. She was the only one working. I never realized she's like the mommy. She works and keeps them funded and fed.
But that's what I'm saying. It's just odd that it's not Priss.
And I pictured it. I always saw it as Zora kind of left them to do her own thing.
That's what I thought as well. But, right. But that's not what I'm saying.
And they're just...
If Zora's supposed to be their breadwinner, I'm just surprised it wasn't Priss.
Attitude-wise, sure.
Because
she's...
Because Priss's job is pleasure model. Zora's job, what she was trained for, was political assassination. She's trying to make some quick money... I wouldn't assume Zora's going to do a snake show. I would assume that Priss would be doing her pleasure model stuff.
Explain to me why they get here. They come down to Earth. I don't see Zora walking into the snake pit asking for a job.
I'm saying it just seems so weird because she's in somewhere that could even... In the public eye. People are always seeing her, right?
Yeah.
She's with a replicant snake, a very good replicant snake, correct?
Yeah.
It just seems inconsistent with what their mission is. It would have made more sense if Priss was on the street doing what you do on the street.
Right.
Where you forget, like, you forget that person five minutes afterwards.
Well, Leon got a job.
Leon got a job, which was for espionage, for recon, right?
No. He actually had a job in Tyrell.
Yeah, but that was to get into Tyrell. They got him a job there so he could be the man on the inside.
Yes, that was never intended
to be. That's why I said, like, to me, they were very organized that they got someone a job in Tyrell to do recon. If they just needed someone for money, it would have felt like it would have been Priss only because, even if it was Zora on the street, but it felt like it was somewhere where your name's not tracked, your name is not announced, you're not on display. It just seems inconsistent.
Yeah, sure, a little bit. I would think Roy is a better choice as the leader. He feels like their leader.
Yeah, that's why he could get even to do nothing.
Bryant says probably
your supervisors.
Yeah, but you lead by example. Your best leader is somebody who...
We're not talking about your best leader. We're talking about where your supervisors at. I don't gotta go work.
At my job?
Yeah.
Well, they're now leaders.
So it doesn't make sense that Roy would go work. What's the easy money? Hooking on the street. You're all forgettable.
Right. I mean, it is what it is. There's no sense in...
No, I'm just saying, like...
It's not like we do a podcast where we dissect the movie minute by minute and ask questions of every speck of dust that we see. But, yeah, you know what? I was going to move on, but I don't want to move on. This actually bugs me a little bit. Roy should be the one working to lead by example.
But then he wouldn't be But he would be too busy to use his mind.
What
to
is he doing? The angle. What does he do?
He went and killed you.
We're introduced to him in a vidphone booth, I think, right? That's when they're going through the hotel, Gaff and Deckard. And we see Leon looking up.
Yeah.
Doesn't Roy walk out of a phone booth? That's when we see him, when he says, do you have your precious photos?
I think so.
Who's he calling?
I think he was just hanging out.
Who hangs out in a phone booth besides Superman?
So to to cover up that he was just hanging on the street, right? You pick up the phone and it doesn't look like you're talking to
like
yourself.
Like Deckard whistling in the back of the
snake pit? Exactly, with okay, a newspaper.
Right, okay.
You know,
you're trying to blend in.
You don't want to seem crazy anymore. Put a Bluetooth in your ear and it looks like you're talking to somebody instead of talking to yourself.
Yeah.
I can't spot the crazy people anymore.
Yeah.
Can't even call the people who are just staring at their phone and randomly laughing crazy anymore, because maybe there's something funny. You just don't see people usually laughing out loud for that.
I think there's been a crazy expansion. Now everybody's crazy.
Oh, well.
Because now we just don't pay attention to where we're walking or what we're doing. We just...
It was great coming out of the store yesterday.
Stare at the phone and get hit by cars.
When I got you your fabric for your pillow.
Yeah.
I would leave the store and we're crossing the parking lot and I'm holding my stuff because, you know, in Suffolk County, they don't sell... You have to buy the plastic bag in the store. So if you don't come with a bag, you can either purchase the bag or carry your stuff in your hands. So I step into the parking lot with my mother following along behind me.
Right.
With my new pancake pan. And these two girls step off the curb at the same time. And they're both, like... Just nose deep in their phones, even taking a second to look up that there's cars passing by. So clearly, I'm the crazy one and everybody else is sane.
So that's what Roy's doing. He's trying to be
a
teenage girl on a phone about to get hit by a car in the parking lot. He's just blending in.
Yes.
All right, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Okay, so he asks, she laughs at him.
Dirty little holes.
And
little
the music
dirty holes.
The music changes a little bit, right?
It goes back to one of the songs from before, Tales of the Future. Yeah.
I think that's later it changes to Tales of the Future. It didn't change that yet. It changed to something slightly different. I don't know if it's Tales from the Future yet.
Yes. So here, you're hearing the music from the club.
Right, there's still that
Arabic
thing.
You hear people cheer, I think, in a couple of... Yeah,
you hear cheering. It sounds a little sinister right now. The music changes. And he tells her, he asks if he could look around.
And she's like, for what?
Can I look around Justin?
And he's like, holes. Little dirty holes, people. You'd be surprised what a man would do to get a
and
look at
like,
a beautiful
no,
body.
No, I'm not surprised.
The way she says it, she's so suspicious of him from the first second she sees him. And that moment, she kind of like
that
lets her guard
it.
Down. No, I
think
I,
it cinches it for her too.
Well, sure. But it seemed like she was so genuine in her response, which no, it wouldn't. Like when he said, "You'd be surprised what someone would do to get a look at a beautiful body." She says, "No, I wouldn't." Like,
I
she
think
must have been. She looked disgusted at that.
I think
moment.
At first she was thinking that he's doing whatever he can to be able to look at her, because you know, look at. You'd be surprised.
Oh, you think she just thinks he's a pervert right
and
now?
And I think as he starts talking more about dirty little holes, and she goes to turn on the shower, that's the moment in her face that you know that she knows something's not right here.
Right.
And that he's not just there to look for dirty little holes or look at her dirty little hole.
You think he's going too far? Ooh, what did you just say?
Well, isn't that she's a naked girl standing there? Oh she gosh. Wants to see the parts where the snake got to see you.
Oh my gosh.
It's part of the show. It was in that moment that you knew that she knew that he's not who he says he is. Before that, she was just like, this is just a pervert trying to see me naked.
See, I'm not getting any of that from her. I'm not reading her properly, except the suspicion, general suspicion. What's he doing here? But I don't like her behavior while she should be questioning this stranger.
I think she's taking the
time. I don't
time.
Think she knows that he's a Blade Runner. I don't think she... And if she thinks he's just some pervert, why is she getting naked in front of... Well,
he
she's
was
already...
She was already naked. I think it's when she goes to turn on the shower that you can see that she isn't buying any of his story. And she's hatching her. She's taking this opportunity while he doesn't know that she knows to make a plan of how she's going to get away.
Okay.
That if she needs to think it through, she's obviously smart. We know she's smart. We know she's strong. She's taking the time to think it through and taking the minute that she needs to make a plan.
This minute by minute format is tough. Because, you know what I mean? Especially in scenes like this, these nice chunks.
And this is like an in-between kind of minute, too, where like,
I want to talk about what happens next, but hopefully we'll be able to, like, just connect them if you listen to them back to back. You know what? If you made it this far, like, just... I don't even know what the hell I was going to try to say. I'll cut that out.
You should leave it in. They expect it from you.
How was that? What was I trying to say? You know what? If you made it this far, here's the secret.
Here's the thing. If you made it this far, listen to the next one immediately. But then Peter realized that this would come out on like a Tuesday, and you would have to wait till Friday to listen to the next one immediately.
I was going
to
say, like, just wait like 2-3 weeks and then have all these minutes together. But if you're already listening to this, then you already...
Have you gone too this far? You've already gone too far. You've
gone too far. So maybe I'll go on Facebook and I'll say... Skip us for a couple of weeks.
No.
Listen back to back.
No.
Because
I think that's what most people are doing, actually. I think they're skipping 2 or 3 weeks worth. And
I
then,
did that with...
And then, like, binging it.
I used to do that with Godfather Minute, because they're weekly. They were weekly.
Uh-huh.
So I would wait.
But their minutes are a lot longer, right?
I'd wait, like, yeah, they give, like, 30 to an hour sometimes.
Really?
Their stuff.
But they don't only talk about Godfather stuff.
What do you mean?
Like, they get off... topic a lot, right?
Well, a tiny detail will lead you down a rabbit hole, like, as you know.
Yeah, but sometimes we're not just talking about Blade Runner.
Well, it's related. If we're talking about Blade Runner and we start talking about a cup, like Deckard's whiskey glass, and then we go off for 7 minutes about how I have too many whiskey glasses and you're not going to get me whiskey glass for Christmas, and then we start talking about Christmas trees and having to buy Christmas trees and how expensive they are... And you know what I mean? Like,
we're
it all
really
started
talking, but
from...
But we're not talking about Blade Runner.
It
doesn't
matter.
Totally
it came
matters.
From that tree. It's all from the
it
same
totally
tree.
Matters.
A branch
it
from totally the tree matters. Is still part of the tree. So, to answer your question, yes, it's all about Godfather. And I wait sometimes a month, or half a month to a month, and I try to listen to 2 or 3 episodes at a time.
Should I reveal to them my podcast secret?
That's your podcast secret?
No, my podcast secret.
What's your podcast secret?
That I don't listen to any podcasts.
Oh, you don't listen to any podcasts?
No, unless I'm in the car with you and you happen to put one on.
But that's understandable. Like, people... I don't think a lot of people do listen to podcasts.
I don't listen to talk radio, that's why.
Yeah.
And is it a little hypocritical? Like, I'm helping with a podcast and I...
It's not hypocritical. It's just surprising that since I brought you into this project and I wouldn't shut up for years about all the movie by minute podcasts I was listening to. I'm surprised that when I asked you to do this with me, you did it. No questions asked. And you're putting in the research.
I did ask questions.
And you're contributing so much more than I thought anybody else would, and more than I do. But when I mentioned that I listened to these Movie by Minute podcasts, even before I brought up wanting to do this podcast, I'm surprised you didn't listen to those podcasts to see what all the fuss was about.
I kind of want to...
Love me forever and just do what I
already
want
do. That's fine.
To either show
shut
you love
up.
Or shut me up. There you go. Shut me up.
Shut you up. I don't want them to influence how I'm doing it, since I'm not someone who generally listens to podcasts at all.
Right.
I don't even listen to our podcast ever. That's why I mess up
as often as I
do.
I can tell.
So I don't learn anything. I don't show any growth. I don't fix anything that's yucky about what I'm doing. I just keep on chucking.
That's what's good about us. That's what makes us such a good team, is the fact that you're doing what you feel is the right thing to do, moment by moment, show to show, episode to episode. And I...
overthink it, because that would be really
shockingly
funny.
Shockingly listen to all of our episodes, and I'm constantly like cringing, like, ooh, that wasn't funny, Pete. Oh, do some research, Pete. But the only problem with that is I don't learn from my embarrassments.
I don't think I'm getting any better. How could I? I'm not actually taking notes on
no,
what
you
I'm
can't
doing
grow
wrong.
You're consistently you started
I'm
off
practically
good.
Perfect in every way.
Yeah, exactly. You okay. Started off solid, you're maintaining course.
Somebody quick draw my Facebook profile picture like Mary Poppins.
I'm a mountain range of quality. I'm like in the...
Within an episode.
Yeah, every episode all the time.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm making okay, solid points.
I
sometimes
really do
in,
have to
I'm
start listening
valley,
to
man.
Some podcasts, though, right? It would help at this point.
If you want my suggestion...
50-something minutes in, I should.
If you want my suggestion, I would listen to Lord of the Rings Minute since they're a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a similar...
Dynamic
that we have. You might like that. Well, it depends. You want to learn something or you just want to be entertained?
I don't know.
Or a little bit of both. I would listen to the Lord of the Rings Minute. I would listen to the Star Wars Minute since they started it all. Mm-hmm. So they have their...
I've heard a lot of the Star Wars.
They're the though, ultimate in the car insight. With you. Ultimate insight.
But I don't like talk radio, so it's rough for me.
See, I don't want to list them because then I'm going to leave a lot of people out.
I have this trouble of when would I listen to it, because when I'm in the car, I'm usually with our kids, so I can't really pay attention, and I don't like talk radio in the car.
So then why'd you bring this up? Why'd you get my hopes up?
I don't know what to do with my life. So what I'm going to ask is, because you're an iPhone and I don't talk to you, if anyone out there who listens to podcasts through their phone, who's an Android, what's your favorite podcast?
Pod Addict.
I'm not asking you. You're an iPhone.
When I had an Android,
You don't get to decide anything with technology. Addict. You don't make technology decisions for me. You guys out there, whoever's an Android, what do you use to listen to podcasts on your Android device?
You can just listen through your computer at work.
I can't.
Jesus
Christ. Work. I actually work.
Why would you do that at work? Why would you work at work?
And how would I listen to it there? Explain it to me.
It took 3 hours to get her in that outfit with those little sequins glued on her. And I hope they only shot one scene of her washing them off.
No, they probably had to do it over and over again. I feel bad for those people. They didn't
have the budget for that.
But she's not in the shower yet. She just stepped into the shower at the end of this minute.
Yeah. Minute 54. She gets in the shower.
She's in the shower, but like, Deckard's, you gotta figure they have to reapply them 1,000 times. It's not like they did this in one day.
I don't think so.
They definitely didn't do this in one day.
Why don't we know the budget of this movie?
Because the budget kept changing and they were over budget?
Because she kept having to go into the shower, you're right.
It was just the sequence.
She put
just the cost of the sequence, not the fact that they had live ostriches or anything like that, right?
Deckard's going through the wardrobe. He's finding what we think he's gonna find in the next minute. He's looking through. I mean, I see all the...
He just opens the closet. You just see him start to look.
Don't you see? I thought I saw.
We're gonna talk about that next minute.
I thought I saw the boa.
We're gonna talk about it next minute.
The confusing boa.
Next minute. And we're gonna call it the confusing boa, if you like.
It's called the Blade Runner, the Replicant, and the Wardrobe.
No, I meant the next minute would be the confusing boa.
Oh, that's actually pretty good. I'm gonna write that down.
Teenage Pencil.
Nope. Anything else you wanna say? You done with this minute?
I don't know.
Now, dear, au revoir, my bad.